He slips in around you when you are asleep, through attics and closets he silently creeps. A small piece of cardboard, a bottle cap there, an old ball of string, or a long strand of hair. A match from the kitchen, the tooth of a comb, with barely a sound, he turns and goes home. The collector is waiting to look through your trash, to handle your beads, and to pull at your sash. Read through your papers and look in your room, then gently withdraw to his own kind of gloom. And then with a sigh and nothing to say, the collector goes quiet.